Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. We're in the midst of ethnic festival season in Milwaukee. Events such as Polish Fest, German Fest, and Festa Italiana have already passed. Many are looking ahead to Irish Fest this weekend or Mexican Fiesta next weekend. But Milwaukee is home to many smaller festivals that are lesser known, but no less significant to ethnic communities around the region. This Saturday, Humboldt Park hosts the second annual India Fest Milwaukee. The all-day affair comes the day after India celebrates its annual Independence Day and features Indian food, music, and even a fashion show. Prinima Nath is the president of Spindle India, the organization planning the festival. She tells Lake Effect's Dan Harmon that she hopes this year's version of the event builds on some of the success India Fest had in its first incarnation.
I think it went really well last year. We expected about couple thousand people coming through. It's solely because we didn't have a whole lot of time for marketing and advertising, and a lot of people didn't know. And we had exactly 8 weeks from the conception of when we started thinking about doing it and when we actually executed it. Obviously, we don't have a scale to measure how many people came over, but it was a floating population almost between 4,000 to 5,000 people. At any given point of time, we had 15,000 to 2,000 people in the park. So that was surprising to us. The other one, obviously, we didn't expect so many people, and we couldn't imagine how people liked Indian food a lot. And we had 40-50 people standing in front of one food booth. It was really awesome to see. And I wish there was a lot more at that time.
I was there, and I remember those lines. Yes, it is hard to gauge because Humboldt Park, people just come and go. There is no gate, right?
Right.
So that's just a kind of a visual estimation.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, are there going to be more food vendors this year?
They're interested, yes. And we'll see how it turns out this year, too. So we're really hoping to have a lot more varieties and varieties of food as well.
Okay. Yeah, eight weeks is not a lot of time to plan a pretty huge event.
No, it was not. We really didn't know what we were getting into. We just jumped into it, and then we said, if it is small, also we'll just keep going on and keep the ball rolling, and that's what it happened. I mean, I think it gained popularity, even if it was the last 7 days that people got to know. I think that's what helped us.
I think what makes this interesting is that we talked to you last year, and it was new last year, so this is only the second festival. Yeah. So we're going to be going along with you as we find out what works and what doesn't work. So did anything not work last year besides there weren't enough food vendors?
Well, I think, we had a pretty tight schedule as well. We were pretty on time when we started our program, and on the dot we finished. There were a couple of cancellation the last moment in the program. Thankfully, we had worked it out in some way or the other. But I think this time we're a bit more cautious in terms of cancellation. So we're making sure that that happens prior. So we have lineup of programs. We already do. So I'm very confident that things are going to work out better.
And last year you had a dance. There were dance lessons, right?
There were. Actually, we thought of doing a dance lesson, but it ultimately didn't work out, and just in terms of logistics and availability of the right people. We are thinking of doing a couple of interesting things this time. Let's see if that works out.
Like what? Yeah. Like, dance-related or just something new? Yeah.
No, I've met a gentleman, a Sikh gentleman, and he was very interested to have a booth to show how to tie turban, because it's different. And he said that it's such a long cloth and people usually is wondering how to wear him. So he was very interested to have a tent for showing how to tie the turban, the Sikh gentleman. So I was interested. So let's see how that works out. I think that's quite interesting to me.
You don't get that at every festival.
I know. Right? And there are a couple other things we are trying to do. I've tried last year because of the resources, manpower, and also like time. I couldn't, you know, spend a whole lot of time to get that done. I'm hoping this will can do that this year. So one of the things that I was hoping and envisioning was to have several regional committees, like, you know, southern committees and northern committees, to have information booth type of thing where they can talk about their regions and talk about their history and what they are. It's more than just food and dance, right? So I'm talking to several associations, like, you know, the Tamil Association, it's called Greater Milwaukee Tamil Sangam. They are very interested. Talking to the Telugu side, I'm talking to the Marathi and Punjab, you know, in Bengalis as well. So we'll see how that comes through. What I'm envisioning is there is going to be one section where that information pavilion is going to be there around the regions. So people can get some ideas about the histories and major players in those area and things like that.
Last year, I know there was a cricket demonstration.
Yes.
Is that going to reappear?
This year, we're not so sure if we're going to do the cricket, because what we saw last year was we ended our program at 6 o'clock to have the cricket match. But our experience was that people were so enthusiastic about where they were at that time. They were still sitting there until 8:30, 9 o'clock. The food stalls were still open until then. So they're still expecting programs to happen until then. So whoever was on the ground, they were still on the ground. So that's why we have increased our timeline this year, and we're going to give a evening program. So I think that's what people expected last year. So we'll give them this year.
All right. So officially it will go into 9 p.m.?
Is that 10 p.m.
10 p.m. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's talk about music. I mean, that's the big part of it. Are these performers that are all Milwaukee-based, or are people coming in from other places?
Actually, majority from Milwaukee, but we have targeted people in Madison area and Chicago and everywhere. So this our communication has gone to Midwest. Any and everybody is welcome. But for now, what we have seen is majorly here, Madison, and some from Chicago area.
What kinds of music?
We will showcase a traditional and Bollywood. So we want to give them, you know, the regional music as well, and the traditional side, and also the Bollywood side.
And I've noticed you handed me a sheet before we went on, and I noticed there's quite a few new sponsors. That's a good sign, right?
This year?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. I think it's very hard to get a sponsor. You know, initially last year, obviously it was very difficult for us to talk what we are trying to accomplish. And still we were able to, acquire 13 of them. And I thank them from bottom of my heart to believe. So they believed in us when we had just concept. This year, we have solid information. This is what happened. We have some numbers that we could talk to them, saying, hey, this many people came around. This is what we have done. You know, this is the response from the community. So they have a solid example. So we're able to. It was a lot easier this year. And plus, we had gotten a little bit more time, too, right? Last year, we crunched everything in 8 weeks. This year we got 1.5 month extra, which helps.
The first one I saw on there was Air India, which
yes.
I think is that's pretty huge to get them as a sponsor.
Oh, thank you. They were pretty generous. Actually, when they came over last year as a chief guest, I actually talked to them, would you like to be our sponsor next year? So right. I already gave a buzz to them. So after the event, I kept talking to them, and then they were able to help us out.
Great, yeah. And, you know, Harley Davidson, they're on there, and that's great.
Yes, that was a little challenging, but yes, we worked it out somehow.
Well, anything that's going to be new this year?
I have tried several other things. I was trying to pursue a band, the school bands. for the parade that we would do. The only thing is that because of the school, is right now school is not there, so it is becoming very hard for me to connect with somebody to get the bands come over. I have reached out to several other schools and not getting the right response because, A, you know, they're not there to, you know, it's just timeline doesn't work for them and things like that. But I'm still trying. I think that's going to be really, really nice. And other thing that we're going to do is we're going to do a professional music band. So that's going to be a new thing for us. And we're going to do the hopefully several states agree with us and come and show their artifacts and, you know, people and talk about their history. That pavilion that I was referring to you earlier, I think that is going to be quite nice for people from all areas to know. It's kind of give you information about what India is about if somebody has not gone.
And, of course, the big thing is that it's going to last 4 hours longer,
yes,
officially.
Right? Yes.
Purnimanath, thank you for coming in. I hope it goes well this year. Hopefully we'll have more to talk about next year.
Thank you. Thank you for the wishes.
Purnimanath is producer and chairperson of India Fest Milwaukee 2014. It runs all day Saturday at Milwaukee's Humboldt Park. She spoke with Dan Harmon. A gathering coming soon in Ozaukee County calls on the tradition of so-called folk schools to make some environmental and spiritual awakenings. We'll meet the guiding force when Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio.